You think I like losing $20 before we start a podcast? No, I don't like losing $20 before we start a podcast. So here we go. Let's do this.
It's beer 30.
That's a nice ginger ale you got there, Jeff.
You think I like rooting for a National Football League team for 50 years and every single season?
It gets stranger and stranger. You don't talk much about it, but we should talk about this. It's weird.
You've been a fan for 50 years. Did they send you like a little pen, like, for like a lapel pen?
No pen. They try to get me to buy season tickets every year. And why would I do that?
How do they?
Because they're insane. I don't know what happened with Scott McLuhan, but whatever happened, I thought it was odd when they hired him at the start.
He's the general manager.
It seemed redundant. Bruce Allen was already there, and now I hear that Bruce Allen and Kirk Cousins hate each other, and that's the sticking point. I thought Bruce was – we already know Snyder's insane, but he owns a team. He's not going to give it up.
Nope.
And I don't know how much I want to talk about this. I'm not in a horrible mood. I'm just in a, like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Am I right on that?
Yeah. Losing that $20 just put me in a what the fuck mood.
I told you not to gamble. Didn't I tell you that?
It feels so good when you win.
Oh, I hit a big one in Vegas, and it felt real good.
Big one.
You know,
I put $25 down. I won $300.
You know what?
At a
four-team parlay.
You know what someone who just lost $20 doesn't want to hear?
Oh, that's how much money you won? Cool. Wow, man. Awesome.
He said he hadn't gambled since the
Super Bowl,
which you won
$85
for your home team.
Yep. I had to win the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
So between that, it's $85.
At 85. No. It was all, but it was one bet. Had to win them both.
So you put $20 down or something like that?
The Redskins won Super Bowl 26. Super Bowl 52 is coming up. So that's
half ago.
That's 26 Super Bowls ago.
Yeah. Redskins are the gold standard from, what, like 82 to 90?
Gibbs and Mr. Cook and then the tiny tyrant.
How did he get the team?
With bananas. Something about he was a .com or something. I don't know. John Kent Cook, Jack's son, was supposed to. And something about the inheritance tax or something, or I don't know.
The inheritance tax is one of the most bullshit taxes
Snyder owns
ever.
Is that inheritance tax when someone dies, the government can tax?
Over a certain amount. But let me get this straight. I've already been taxed. I've made money off the money that I got remaining, and that money via capital gains has been taxed. And now I'm dead, and now you get to take it?
Yeah, no, for sure.
That is trust me. There's no one here's the bullshit of it all. Is there's no the constituents, the people, the voters are telling their senators and representatives, hey, you need to implement an inheritance tax.
Hey, chick, while you're over there, can you turn
my
headphones
unreal.
Down? All the way down. I'm kidding. I'm all for America.
Trust me. You have a dad who's a dentist. He's made good money. You're not going to see any of that, Jeff.
Oh, unless I steal
none of it.
I'm all for America, but fuck the government. I said it here.
Inheritance
Hey. This comes from a poor guy. I don't have any, I don't have stuff. I'm not part of a, multi-million dollar family or anything. I'm just saying it is the most unfair thing tax-wise that I can recall.
This is the craziest start to a podcast because it's the 69th podcast.
It is.
Is there a full moon tonight?
Yes, there was this morning when I woke up.
It was pretty close this morning.
It's got to be close.
I think it was a blood moon.
Yeah, you know what it could be.
And tonight is... No, today is the 69th podcast.
Uh-oh. Let's turn it up on its head, shall we?
The 96th podcast?
Oh, no. Never mind. Should I just start something?
Full moon, March 2017, will occur on March 12th.
Oh, still 2 days away.
So that's Sunday night.
You're trying to find a reason why things are going weird.
I'm just all wonky. Yeah. I don't know what my deal is. It's just, you know what? That's not true. I know exactly what's going on, and I know why I feel this way, but I can't talk about it. So there you go. I can tell you, though, that we do have the parrot exploding in a microwave. We were talking about it on the show. I have it on my phone. Hi, welcome to...
Are you being serious?
I'm serious.
Is it recent? Because I thought I saw one a few years ago.
No, I got the original.
Oh, okay.
It's the Chick McGee Show. Thank you for downloading the podcast. That's Jason Hofstetz. That's Jeff Vibbert.
JeffVibbert.com.
Sorry for the hiatus.
Busy.
I had a knee surgery, another one.
Yeah.
This week has been... I've never seen a week where Chicks are out more than this week has.
It has been a stress fest this week. This week has been a really long
week. Just
a
lot of time. A lot of stuff you've had to do.
I had a great day in there, but then it kind of went... Anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear the parrot exploding in the microwave now, or do you want to talk about it and then...
Is this okay? When is the source? What's the source of this?
I did a sports story. I'm going to say, it's got to be 10, 15 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
About Barry Alvarez's. When Barry Alvarez, I don't know if he was head coach and athletic director. He was one or the other, possibly both.
Yeah, he hasn't been the coach for quite a long time.
And his son was a member of a fraternity, and he thought it would be funny to put a parrot in a microwave and
at Wisconsin and Madison.
At Wisconsin. He thought it was going to be a prank, and people were outraged.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be funny. I wonder what it would sound like with a parrot in the microwave. I feel bad for the parrot losing its life. It's not – I guess we are making fun of that fact, but – it's kind of silly and goofy is what we were going for. And people got really upset that we kept airing it
And this
on.
Is our bit.
And this is our, yeah.
Not actual footage of what happened.
No. This is a cartoon depiction of a parrot exploding in a microwave. Not actually the parrot exploding in the microwave.
Your tone on that made me believe otherwise.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. Wait a minute.
Jeff, why do you have a calculator out?
I was adding up how many hours I've worked this week.
Oh, God.
Vibbert is insane. He's never home anymore. You got to slow down, man. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Parrot in the microwave. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Hello. Hello. Pretty bird. Pretty bird. Popcorn.
I thought it beeped there at the end of the microwave. Your meal's done, but there it is. We couldn't play it on the other show. Someone would have had apoplexy. But
a ton of times.
It's a cartoon. Yeah, we played it almost every morning for a month, mm-hmm. and then somebody. I don't know who got upset, but someone important got upset, and so there you go. I thought it would.
We're not NPR.
Do it justice. Okay. We thought we'd do it justice by playing it on the podcast. How does that sound?
I love it.
Okay. Let's see. This podcast brought to you by the people at Blue Apron.
Good stuff.
Oh, Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the United States of America. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system. Of course, they set high standards for ingredients and building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron has established a partnership with 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, seafood sourced sustainable... They get their fish under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from reasonably raised animals, and the produce sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
This stuff is fresh, man.
Blue Apron can be delivered 99% of the continental U.S. If you're hearing me now on the podcast in the United States, you can get Blue. Sign up for Blue Apron. They ship the exact amount of each ingredient required for recipe. There's no guesswork.
My kids are excited. We're getting some. I think we're getting a shipment next week.
See that?
And they're going to be in charge of dinner.
This, the next sentence, cooking together builds strong family bonds. Yep. There it is.
Well, there's going to be quite a fight.
I've said that we're going to cook or we're going to fight. It's up to you people. When my baby girl was, Jeff Vibbert has just advanced into the room. With and he's some, going to tell us about
some ingredients from Blue Apron. We're going to make it right now.
We're going to make it right now. My daughter, when she was a baby girl, we would make cookies. And it was funnest thing to do because Blue Apron wasn't around 20-some years ago. Mm-hmm. And her favorite thing was, dump in, Daddy, dump in. And I always remember that. Mm-hmm. And now you can do it with your kids with Blue Apron. Plus, when they call you, when they move away to college, go, I don't know what to cook for Danny. You go, what happened to your Blue Apron? Why don't you cook that, you ungrateful?
Well, and she can use your code right now. She can use her daddy's code.
She sure can. If you
code,
want
code now, Daddy?
Code now, Daddy. Dump in that code. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with Blue Apron with free shipping. What are you waiting for? First three meals free, free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/McGee. That's M-C-G-E-E. That's how I spell that fake name. McGee. That's McGee. M-C-G-E-E. Love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. That's blueapron.com/McGee. M-C-G-E-E. Do it now. It's fun. It's good. It's a good time and delicious, and there's no. It's mistake-proof.
It really is.
Blue Apron.
Apron.
And now it's tequila time, evidently. You brought three shots.
I brought three. Yep. Jason's going to fill his up with a little
water
hydrogen
shot.
Hydrogen hydroxide.
A little bit of that that mountain alcohol. I don't know what the fuck that meant.
You did get the Don Julio.
I did, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
We're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this is the tequila.
Tequila, correct.
Here's what happened earlier today.
And we're full-grown men. We don't need a lime or salt.
Jeff
or
said to
no!
me...
No!
No.
Jeff said to me, looks like we're going to do a podcast later. This is later in the afternoon, especially for us.
Right.
And he goes, and there's going to be some drinking.
Did he say that? I missed that. I missed that speech.
He prefaced it to
I'm
me.
Ready
you know,
to
after,
drink.
Like I said, after the week that was, I am ready to... Here's a lot.
But don't
here.
You feel... I mean, Jeff, you've worked pretty hard this week.
Yes.
You've worked basically two jobs all week.
Do you want to hear the official numbers? Do I get to count this podcast?
Yes.
As work?
Of course.
Okay.
When
this podcast is said and done, I'll have worked 79 hours this week.
There are some people out there that work 80 hours every week. Every week.
I'm sure they get paid well.
You're right. You're correct. Yes. You're correct. One of those jobs didn't pay you maybe a meal or two?
Aren't you making double time at that one job? No.
Double time times zero, zero.
All right. Here's looking up your old address. Let's do this. Here's to the podcast.
Here's to the podcast. Cheers. All right.
69th episode.
Oh, man. This is like pure.
I don't know. Let's take the shot first. Okay. Oh, they're taking the shots right now.
Can you do that in one gulp or is it kind of two gulps?
One gulp.
One, yeah.
That's a lot of fluid for one gulp.
That Don Julio is good tequila. If you're thinking about getting a tequila, grab a Don Julio.
I went out to the bars with a big group of people one time, about 12 people, and we did Indian shots, where the person that makes the worst face has to buy the next round of drinks. So you have to keep a straight face after you take your shot.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
That sounds really racist. Why Indian?
I see. Okay.
Why
yeah.
Indian?
There it is.
Stone face. Indian yeah. face. You know.
Dot or feather? Which one?
See, that's the racist.
well, Native American shots then. You have that that proud stone face though,
yeah, like
on
the
Native American.
The cigar store Indian kind
like
of
on the side of the Washington Redskins football helmets that are being driven into the ground by Dan Snyder. You know, my buddies at Barstool Sports, they've come up with a T-shirt. Fire Dan Snyder.
Really?
You can get them online. Yeah.
That's all it says?
Yep.
Ah,
the time is
very
now.
Very simple. Yeah.
Yeah. The time is now. Fire Snyder.
Are you going to take it or what?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of...
I'm like way ahead. I'm ready for another one.
I actually can't show.
Let's take it easy.
Don't tell me my business.
Have you ever been in a no-win situation?
And it's... Man... I don't know if as I've got to this point in my life where I give up on those, and I don't know if it's the best thing for me to cope with it or if I've just become a big puss, you know, and you're like, well, screw it. I can't do anything about it. So I kind of feel like a puss when you give up
on
the no wins, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, part of it just learning to pick your battles.
Yeah, I guess it's part of that.
I guess.
We're growing up. We're getting
older. You got to go through your battle studies, you
Moving
know?
Moving on and getting over.
John Mayer.
Not to change the subject, but someone sent me a story. I don't know if I believe it. It's like 21 rock stars that have slept with girls and stories from those girls that have slept with them. Apparently John Mayer's was, he was making out with this girl in the green room and then leaned into her and said, "Now let me see that butthole, girl." And the guy was like, "I don't know if this is going to make you like him or hate him." And I was like, "Yeah, he's a rock star."
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right there in the green room, huh?
Right there in the green room.
This was pre-show or post-show?
Post-show.
Post-show.
Yeah. So the work was out of the way.
So the point is, he's a professional.
Exactly.
He got the concert. But he did the concert.
If he whispered into her ear, how did it get out? I mean, did she say?
She said it. Yeah. This is. But then again, like, this is on Reddit. Anyone can just. I don't believe these because all of them are weird. Let me give credit to the man that sent it to me.
The one who compiled the. Oh, so who sent you the information?
At Humkin.
Hum King?
Ken. Oh, Hum Ken.
Is this from the new one?
No, this is from Battle Studies. Jeff knows this song.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Assassin.
I don't know a lot of these songs. I know Room for Squares pretty well. I know
Heavier Things is
Heavier Things. I know Heavier Things pretty well, and I know the new one.
The front of that cover, that's the one you need to recreate.
I love that, with the guitar just kind of.
And slow. The baggy pants.
Yeah. Little cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Very Korean chic. Hot in Korea.
So I'm going through. Is he on the cover of every one of his albums?
No, not Born and Raised.
Okay. Yeah, it's just it's a outdoor, it's a,
and technically not Wave 2.
It's a cowboy cover
because that's a raised woman.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't think I think that's just going to be the cover art for. I don't think that's going to be.
Well, Continuum is just a
any of thing. That's going to be the main album,
right,
that comes out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Wave 1 and Wave 2 have different ones.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Heavier Things is so good.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good one.
It's amazing. I never recalled it being such baggy pants.
Yeah.
You could totally recreate that, Joe.
He looks almost normal height in that, but he's oddly tall.
6'3".
And he looks 6'5", because he's so thin. We're talking a lot about John.
I know. It's been on a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
When you were playing, yeah. I went back and listened to, because I think it was late last week when you were playing Helpless during the big show.
Helpless!
And I got a big kick out of the callbacks to that. It was very good.
Yeah, it's a very good song.
I love that song. I told Jeff I'd listen to it all weekend.
If I'm helpless, tell me now, and I'll stop trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Did I tell you I got bought a plane ticket to Denver? I'm going to see him in Denver in the summer, and I'm going to see him here in Indy.
You know he's in Chicago in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just didn't want to make the drive to Chicago, but I just bought a plane ticket to Denver.
Well, but you're on vacation.
Right, yeah.
And you're working 90 hours a day, so.
Yeah.
I'll drive to Chicago for a show.
When we went to go as a group go see Bob Schneider, that was one of the best trips I've been on.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Great concert. Great company. Chick set the record for not peeing.
I killed it, right?
Oh, we need to go to St. Louis and see Ryan Adams this summer.
I'd love that.
Man, it's a Tuesday.
Oh, it is during the week, is
yeah.
it? Dang it.
August 1st is a Tuesday.
I'm already, I just bought tickets.
I would love to see him.
For the weekend for my daughter. And then now Ed Sheeran's coming
out. The weekend?
Yes.
As in R&B singer, The Weeknd.
W-E-E-K-N-D.
Love The Weeknd. When I'm driving to go party, I listen to The Weeknd. I'm trying to mac on some honey.
So when's the last time you did that?
Last weekend.
I think this is where we're supposed to laugh.
You love driving. I love driving at night. Listen to The Weeknd, so smooth.
He's kind of a Michael Jackson kind
of. Oh, but he has a cover of Dirty Diana. Very good.
Are you?
Yeah, it's called
Sears Clark.
It's called DD. It's on his album Trilogy. The Trilogy.
Get out!
I am totally unfamiliar with The Weeknd, but I like
you'd
what
like
I'm
him.
Hearing right now.
That's him.
What's his name? Like Leonard Wilson or something?
Yeah, probably. We could Wikipedia. Mark Sinclair.
Yeah, right.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's name, God. Mark Sinclair. No one's going to buy anything by Leonard Wilson.
This song, Starboy, has 624 million listens on Spotify.
That seems
the song's
excessive.
Like what? 3 months old, Jeff? maybe four. I mean, it's insane.
I'm not sure. There's a nice Star Trek reference in it.
Yeah. My daughter just loves his voice.
I'm so glad he cut his hair. He had like this weird...
He looks better than he did a year or two ago, yeah.
Cornrows, but they're like up. I can't explain it. It's so weird. The Weeknd. Let's Wikipedia this man. See what his real name is.
I bet it's Leonard Wilson.
Yeah, Leonard Wilson.
Would you flip out if I guessed his real name?
Yes, I would. And then you told us you're friends with him. You know him?
Lenny and I...
Okay.
Everybody else is hearing that, right?
Okay. Close. His name is Abel Makonnen Tasfahi.
No shit.
Let's go with The Weeknd.
Professionally known as The Weeknd.
Okay.
This is DD. I had no clue.
Diana.
No clue who did this.
Isn't the story behind this Michael Jackson wrote this because Diana Ross hit on him or something? Isn't that right?
Oh, really?
I think so.
This is my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Is that The Weeknd or Michael Jackson?
This is yeah. The Weeknd.
So similar.
Oh, wow. And this was early on in his career? It was 5 years ago. Here we go. I'd still stick with the Michael Jackson version.
Yeah, I don't know. I like him. I like it. It's different.
Yeah.
There's not many people that can cover Dirty Diana or cover Michael Jackson.
Right.
Do it justice.
Yeah.
I think he does it justice.
What about my favorite Michael Jackson cover easily? Isn't it Alien Ant Farm?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Smooth Criminal?
Smooth Criminal.
That's really good.
I love that song.
Actually, John Mayer and Fall Out Boy did Beat It. Hate It.
Who did?
Beat It. It was John Mayer and, what did I just say, Fall Out Boy.
Oh, Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. John Mayer just plays
Not
guitar on
fan.
It.
You know, I have John Mayer playing. Oh, turn that up. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Annie, are you okay?
Okay.
Are you okay, Annie?
Annie, are you okay? You call 911.
Okay. You're okay, Annie.
If you're not okay, dial 911.
First, assess the scene. That's CPR 108.
Okay.
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 Guess what?
Okay,
guess what this is, Jason. Ready?
Henry Phillips. Oh. Why Georgia Why live?
Our Listen. Subject is Michael Jackson.
Oh, sorry, you threw in John Mayer there. Oh. Oh, PYT?
Tell me if
you human nature.
God. Oh, why don't you do me that way?
Everybody.
Why? Tell me that if human...
Oh, wait, is this John Mayer playing it?
It's John Mayer playing it at Michael's funeral.
Okay, that's right.
And John Mayer just did the guitar because he goes, I cannot do his vocals justice. I'm just going to do guitar.
Pretty badass.
You know what? I think I've heard you talk about this, but I never went and looked it up.
Someone does sing. I'm not sure who it is.
There's
singing,
like three people in the background doing kind of like backup singing. It's
really a great version of that.
Sha.
Kind of a badass. Yeah.
It's a shame, Michael.
Mike.
Do you want this is morbid. At your funeral, you want comedians performing? Michael Jackson.
I think we all got our last playlist, right? Don't you guys have your last playlist? Well, sure.
Wait, that you listen to on your deathbed or that you listen to that plays at your funeral?
Let me think. How should I answer that?
This is getting morbid.
Yeah. The last playlist. There it is. See?
How many
a lot
songs?
Of Beck.
How many songs?
A couple of Becks. I've got Beethoven. I've got Chopin, Marvin Gaye. I've got Papa Was a Rolling Stone for the Kids.
It was the 3rd of September.
Dale always remembers. That's right.
So let me get this straight, though. Week after
I got this.
What song is this? Is this
Preservation?
Okay.
But Wu-Tang does not speak at the funeral.
No, Wu-Tang does not. No, Wu-Tang does not.
So what happens if say, God forbid, you pass? Do we have to go get your dead thumbprint to open up your iPhone so we can play the...
I should...
How's that going to work?
There's one person who knows the code, so...
You haven't changed it?
You guys will be all right.
No, I don't.
It's a Sherpa in the Himalayas.
Yeah, you're going to have them shipped in.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we had to go find them.
Hello?
Have you heard
Chick
this?
Chick McGee pass?
Have you heard this?
What? Is that it?
I have code.
Have you heard this back from the...
We could plug you in here, buddy, if you'd like, so we can actually get it.
Chick passed away. I got a Mongolian family living in my apartment.
You can't plug me in.
Oh, that's right. You have the seven.
Yeah.
Do you have the adapter cord?
Mm-mm. Okay, ready? See? There I am lying in state.
Is this Venezuelan pan flute music?
Oh, this is Beck.
It's Beck from Morning Phase, right?
Blue Morning Phase. No, it is Phase.
Morning Phase. It beat out
this
Beyonce.
This is the album
I legitimately...
Pissed America off. He won Album of the Year.
I legitimately hate you for showing this album to Spangle because he just sat and listened to one song in his office.
I showed it to Chick.
And I hate
Chick's
you.
Like, that's an all right album. And then it really grew on him. If Spangle listens to this, he's one step from walking in traffic. It's a beautiful album.
Oh.
Better than anything Beyonce did.
Hey, she's a queen. Stop it.
Oh, just because we say she's the queen doesn't mean anything.
Honestly.
I have to have Bob on my last playlist, right?
This one goes out to Chick.
Hey, man.
He's on standby. He's going to play it live.
Yeah.
This is perfect for the 69th episode. The music that you guys will play at my memorial. How great is that?
I got a heart that don't work so good.
It's not medicine. Oh. Stop it. I forgot how good this live version was.
Yeah, this is sad.
Okay, and at that point, if there's anyone not crying, they're asked to leave.
Yeah. Can I punch him in the gut first?
Yes,
get
absolutely.
Get the fuck out of Mr. McGee's.
You know you're going to be there. You know you'll be there at my funeral.
I might be dead before you. Who knows? One more week like this, and I'm out.
Oh, my God. Am I right? Yeah. Jesus.
But you got nothing going on this weekend, right?
Probably not.
You know what, though? Jason's right. I mean, this week was probably a normal week for most people.
I'm not at all alluding to that, but I'm just saying there are people out there that's all they do is work, and they don't live live life.
All they do is attend meetings and bullshit.
Right.
And we got to do this bullshit. We got to do that bullshit. And then we got to put a silk purse on this sow's ear. And then we got to, oh, yes, I'm enjoying your company. And if I could get anything sharp, I'd stab you in both eyes.
Can I just say, I can't wait to see the pictures from the evening event as they kept going around and around. Like, oh, yeah, here's the third time where you get pictures of us going, yeah, we don't want to be here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there was someone who was insisting on having our pictures, all of us looking at our cell phones. And at one point in the evening... Well, it happened twice to me. I don't know how many times it happened to you, but this guy goes, pick up your cell phone. And I go, I'm not looking at my cell phone. And he goes, it'll be funny if I get a picture of everybody with looking at their cell phones. And I go, yes, it would have been had it been organic and naturally happening instead of you manufacturing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right over his head.
Overproducing it.
Mm-hmm. We were supposed to look at our cell phones and to... retaliate, to stick it to the man, I got on Safari and just Googled fucking. And then it was just showing people pictures of people fucking on my cell phone.
And Hubert goes, look at this guy. And then he goes, look at this couple. Then I'm going, that girl cares about him. You can tell. She loves that guy. And then I looked up Big Black Cock. But it was a big black rooster.
Yes.
And I'm that's the first thing?
And I'm going, well, no, I purposely, no, but if you look up. No, it, but you have to purposely search big black rooster or you're.
Okay, sure. I changed Jeff's wallpaper once, and the photography was really good.
Very good.
I didn't put up some fuzzy screenshot.
No, it was crystal clear. Said, 1080p.
Hey, Al Jackson, look at this big black cock. And
it's a rooster.
He's laughing, and we're having a great time, and then it was bam, right back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Can we take a break? I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Whenever there is anything interfering with your happiness, be it depression, anxiety, relationships, addiction, BetterHelp is there. BetterHelp allows you to connect with a licensed professional counselor in a safe and private environment via text, chat, phone, or video for a flat monthly fee. That way, you can get help at your own time and pace. Just imagine, no more explaining why you have to leave work early, no fighting traffic, and no uncomfortable waiting rooms. There are no waiting lists, and you'll be communicating within hours. And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Pricing starts as low as $35 a week. That means a month of online therapy often costs less than a single traditional face-to-face session. And for Podcast One listeners ages 18 plus, BetterHelp is offering 7 days of free counseling. Just go to betterhelp.com/podcast and fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and match you with a counselor you'll love.
4 times you came by, I did not look. You talked about the reservoir. His thumbs were hooked on his carpenter's belt. And squinting at the sun, he smiled wide many times. Think I smiled back once.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And it's frightening.
But I didn't expect that from you. It's frightening.
This should be our theme song. I'm feeling really stupid now. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. That's Toad the Wet Sprocket and Stupid.
They were really popular in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Like we're in the middle of the grunge thing. This kind of somehow came through it.
Stupid, and I also love Crowing and...
I played Wood Burning earlier.
Fall Down and man.
Fall Down.
And Glenn Phillips is still out there doing stuff. And I think every now and then they get together and do some stuff.
I saw them, and it had to be 6-7 years ago.
This is
live.
This is the music podcast today.
It's like rain on your wedding day. It's like freeing bad.
I like Alanis.
I was singing that this morning. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
I mean, that's all she did. That one album, I mean, set her for life.
Well, Jagged Little Pill?
Well, yeah, but then she, Hand in My Pocket or something? Wasn't that on another album?
Ooh, Hand in My
Pocket. Hand in my pocket, and the other one reaching for a cigarette.
Remember what movie she was in?
No.
She was in Dogma. She played God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she was on You Can't Do That on Television. Guess what her name was on there?
God, the things you remember is amazing.
Alanis, that's right. She's from Canada, right? Or Thunder Bay or somewhere. We won't hold that against her. Let's do another shot, Jeff. Let's do it.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. We got it. We're partying. It's the party music. It's the music.
Did you know in Alabama, if they're playing Sweet Home Alabama and you don't turn it up and they say turn it up, you can get a ticket? Yep, state law. Cheers, everybody.
Here you go, cheers.
Turn it up.
I'm drunk,
perfect.
But I'm sober. Oh, that one hurt. That one burned my lips. Oh.
I needed that. My boiler's lost today.
Man.
Blew it at the end.
Yeah,
you gotta hit your free throws.
What do you think?
Drunk!
Who do you think is going to win the national championship?
I say we talk about this next week after the brackets are out.
Kansas.
Well, don't we every year? You always pick one of the blue bloods up high. And then although, one, you know, out of four, you know, Kentucky or Duke, of course, will win it.
Yeah. Being in Indianapolis, we all like Butler.
Yeah.
But we all like Purdue. Purdue's got a great team. Indiana's got a decent team this year.
Notre Dame's got a great team.
Has been the best Indiana team the last 2 years. They've gone to the Elite Eight 2 years in a row.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame killed my BC boys this year.
But Purdue beat them.
Did Butler lose last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
they haven't won a Big East game in 4 years. A Big East tournament game.
Oh, okay.
Big East tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they beat.
Oh, hell, they beat Villanova twice.
Yeah, at once at
one there.
Once at Hinkley.
When it comes to brackets, I mean, there's always a big upset, but historically, it's the 1 and 2 seeds that do make it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah,
there's only been a couple years where a 1 seed hasn't been to the Final Four.
Is Boston College going to be in the
tournament? No, they got. Did they beat Wake Forest? No, I think they got smoked by Wake Forest first game. I was at a dental appointment. I couldn't watch.
Wake's pretty good. Well, that's why they lost. You let your BC boys down.
I know. I was wearing a sweatshirt at the time, though. That was important.
What do you guys think of daylight savings time?
Hate it.
For or against?
Love it.
Love it in the fall. Hate it in the spring. We're in Indiana. It
has nothing to do with the change. Yes, the change is going to suck.
I got to tell you,
I
am a big fan. This tells you a lot about my personality. I'm a big fan of it being stone cold dark at 5:45 in the evening.
No.
Hate it.
I love it, man.
No.
That first weekend of November when we change and it goes from like 6:30, it's 6:45, and then boom, 5:15, it's dark.
No.
I love it.
I hate, because we live in Indiana, so we are at...
We're in the best place.
Now,
the worst place.
As a public service, I'm going to tell you that, yes, for a very long time, Indiana did not participate in daylight savings time. I don't know why that was, but we just didn't. And then...
About 10 years ago.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah.
And we do participate in daylight savings time. But what Jeff's point is that... There's always been the debate because we are on the westernmost edge of Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Right.
Which is the best place to be.
Because, no, it's the worst place
to be. It's light at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes. And you can go do stuff in June, July, August.
There's always been the debate. And I think we should go on Central Time, starting in Indianapolis, end of story. Because I think that would be the best time to operate on all the time. Central Daylight, Central Standard.
Most of the world is on the Eastern Standard. You know, New York
is
or whatnot.
Most of the world's
most
on Eastern
of the world,
Standard Time.
Most of the world's business.
I thought most of the world was on Central Standard Time.
No, like I think 40% of the U.S. is on Eastern Standard.
Huh.
Might be 43.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We need to get up.
Because there's 80% of the U.S. is on Eastern and Central together. And I always make the argument... Why start games so late? Who cares about the West Coast? Most of the people are basically east of the Mississippi.
Right.
Why don't you like it being light at 9:30 at night?
Because
it's nighttime.
Night moves. Have you heard the song Night Moves? It's not day moves.
He can't.
Night's eventually going to get here, but enjoy the day while you can.
You can't get your move on daylight at 9:45.
I'm working on mysteries without any clues.
That's right.
Really?
Tight pants points with high.
Well, apparently he's not.
Can I tell you, as in the words of Burt Kreischer, Secret Time?
Of course.
There's like two songs I like of Bob Seger's, and Night Moves is one of them. And never heard another song by Bob Seger, I would be A-OK with that.
You've said that before. Yeah.
It's like Night Moves.
He doesn't
moves.
Have his songs.
I like
on
Night Moves, yeah.
Night Moves or Come to Papa.
Do you like Against the Wind?
No, I don't.
I liked Against the Wind until I saw a guy with a tattoo on his wrist that said Against the Wind. And I go, well, I hate that song now.
That's all it took?
Yep.
Well, you know what?
I'm a fickle bitch.
You don't know what living is until you're... You worked all day, then you go home and you enjoy yourself, you're playing ball, you're riding your bike, and you go, oh my gosh, it's 9:30 and it's still light out. Fine, go inside and be a useless member of society, Jeff.
No,
outside doing stuff.
I'm still outside at night. Flashlight tag, catching lightning bugs. Yeah, I'm 26, but I still play.
We'll do it after 10:30.
No. Because then the neighbors yell, I'm trying to sleep. And you're shining flashlights in my windows. Yeah, I'm trying to see you changing.
There it is. It's one of the first songs I ever played on the radio.
Night moves.
Little too tall. Could have used a few pounds.
Tight pants, Porsche. Oh, man.
Little too tall. Could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out.
I don't
That's
know.
Pretty
I,
good.
She was a black hat beauty.
It's a great song. But I know I'm in the minority. I just have never caught on to Bob Seger and all the live stuff, and I just have never... I mean, I'm aware of it. I just have never gone, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to all Bob Seger's live songs.
Well,
that's never happened.
The problem is you've been at a classic rock station forever that has...
That's probably true, yeah.
Shoved Bob Seger down the throat.
Yeah.
Sun setting, driving down Binford, going home to my apartment downtown.
You're... Oh,
this is when I was in college.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to have an evening. Night Moves comes on. Just driving. Just, yeah.
Getting ready to crush some puss and huff some dang.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, your life is little movies. And you usually have a little soundtrack to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know why this song is badass? Because it's so non-rock. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful song.
Piano in the...
You know what? I'm drinking tonight heavily. And I might do karaoke to Night Moves.
At home?
Yes.
Now,
Nora, sit on the couch and listen.
Now, Jeff, let's go back to the last time you drank and sang karaoke. You thought you were killing it, and then you saw someone recorded you, and you were just going... Yeah, that's what I thought.
I honestly felt shame for like 2 days after that. After I did karaoke, I was like, I feel bad.
Chick, talking about Bob Seger and how great that song is, was there not an era there in the 70s, let's just call it the 70s, how so many good songs were written?
I remember plainly, I remember being so excited because the Eagles sent me a copy of Hotel California, and it was like, holy, you put Hotel California on, you go, what alien wrote this?
Right.
I mean, it reminds me of that time I saw Muhammad Ali when he passed away. I saw there was in 60, I forget when he beat Liston. I shocked the world, that one. There was this guy back in the early 60s. Hello, everyone. I'm Chick McGee. Time for sports. Let's go over. And that's how they talk. I mean, that's how the world talked.
Right.
And let's go to the news. Here's Lowell Thomas with the news. And Jeff Vibbert, man about town. You know, I mean, that's... Then you shift to Ali, same time. And it's just like you talk to him. It was like he's a time traveler.
He was from now.
He's from now.
He had that bravado that people do now.
Yes, it was amazing. I shook up the world!
Or did he basically create what it is?
I think he did.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
He had to.
And when I felt the same thing when I heard Hotel California. This thing will be valid forever.
Yeah. Do you have a tape of you? When you were a young
broadcaster? I don't think there's any need for to talk about that or
hello, this is Chick McGee.
Question the there's a lot of this dropping down a couple of notches.
Were you outstanding, Chick?
No, I was never outstanding. 9 o'clock at WXEE X Rock 13, Welch, West Virginia. It's Foghat and my driving wheel.
You know what, Chick?
We're a hard rocking AM station, man.
Don't be ashamed of that. I think that is fantastic.
Don't be ashamed. I don't think he implied he was.
And when I would get off, I was on October 13th, 1976. I was doing afternoons on Welch, West Virginia, from noon. And when I say afternoons, noon to six, baby. Well, noon to 5:15 because the station signed off the air at sunset.
That's crazy.
But then I would go up on a mountain in West Virginia and listen to John Records Landecker on WLS Chicago.
What do you mean? What does that mean, go up in the mountains?
You get up a little higher elevation and you can hear on your...
So you would just park side of the road?
I would just park up there on the mountain and turn my AM radio on and have a sandwich from... what was the name of that damn restaurant?
Wawa?
Stewart's Drive-In in Welch, West Virginia. And I would have a poor boy and watch and listen to John Landecker do Boogie Check.
This was a nightly routine?
Yeah, pretty much. I was down there all by myself. I was never happier.
It sounds glorious.
I had no idea how happy I was.
How you peaked early.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
I peaked way early, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I worked there for 7 months, and then I got a job as program director, music director at WBTH, Williamson, West Virginia. And I worked there for 7 months, and we did a radio program called Tradio, that's where I would say, well, we have Jeff Vibbert on the line. Jeff, what do you have that you'd like to get rid of?
D's nuts.
Crank call. No, Jeff. Crank call. It's great. Jeff would go, I have a washer and dryer set. I'd like to trade for a set of white walls. And then I would go, okay, thank you, Jeff. Click. All right, we've got Jeff Vibbert in Matewan, West Virginia. He's looking for a set of white walls. He's got a washer and dryer. And then one fateful day, this woman called back and said, hey, you didn't announce my galvanized tub on Friday. I missed that. And I said, as kind of a snapshot into the future.
This is off the air.
No, this is on the air.
This is on the air.
I go, oh, gee, lady, that's too bad. And turns out who I said, oh, gee, lady, that's too bad, was the general manager's cousin.
Oh,
and
man.
He called me in the next Tuesday and fired my ass. For doing Chick McGee.
Have you?
And I was Chuck Michaels then, though.
Is that general manager still alive?
Actually, this is a true story, only for podcast ears only. Thank you, Bert Kreischer, Secret Time. Yep. That general manager went to prison for one of the worst things you can do, and I'm not going to go in any farther.
Banging a goat?
Close. How old was
the goat? I was going to say a young goat.
And,
well, a goat's called a kid.
Ended up in prison. So,
if hopefully we can salvage this.
Yeah, let's salvage this.
Have you seen or had a civil conversation with anyone prior to your WNDE days in Indy? Like back in those days of any of those stations in Ohio, West Virginia? A salesperson, a programming person, an on-air person. Who's finally got to who you've talked to as Chick McGee?
I don't think so.
Not a soul,
that's a great question. I don't think
so. No one's reached out or
no. And I remember, I remember pretty much everybody I worked with. Huh. No, because after I got fired in Williamson, I went back to London and I worked in the foundry, Otis Elevator, and then I got a job in Piqua, Ohio.
Piqua.
I was working at a beautiful music station, and I would run Jeff. I would run Reds baseball on the AM and Ohio State football on the FM at the same fucking time.
Wow.
And Marty, at that time it was Al Michaels, would call for a commercial at the very same time the Ohio State Buckeyes would call for a commercial. And if that you don't think that's confusing, but I got her all sorted out.
How would you do that?
Well, you had to...
Two different rooms, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Same room, but different toggle switch. And then one that end was the AM, and this end was the FM.
Same commercial?
No, different commercials. Had to have them loaded into different decks and programmed to different...
Gotcha. I thought you were doing a live read.
I worked 6 to 1, 6 in the evening to 1 in the morning on the beautiful music station primarily, and I would come on every hour and go, this is WBTH-FM. This is WPTW AM Piqua and WPTW FM Stereo Piqua, Troy, Ohio. It's 10 o'clock. And then I'd hit the Mutual News and he'd do the newscast. And Keith Olbermann actually was one of the newscasters.
Really?
And true story. And then you go right back into the beautiful music. Do the weather after the local weather and then.
This might be a dumb question.
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you. The progress you've made over the years, do you miss, would you go back and be young Chick McGee again and eat the sandwich on the mountain, or do you like it right now?
Oh, God. Parts of it I'd go back for, but parts of it I wouldn't be caught dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was, my first radio job doing afternoons in West Virginia, I made $95 a week. And then the third week, I got a raise and it was $125 a week.
That's a big raise.
That's a
big,
yeah.
No, yeah. No, I.
That's like a 33-40% raise.
Oh, yeah. They like me. But,
damn.
That's the station I slept in that was my apartment, was in the back of the station.
It's kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Did you bring ladies over?
Never.
Big no.
That's a big hard pass.
I'm always fearful of coming into the station now on a weekend and catching someone. Because I'll come in probably once a month.
Crushing it?
Time out. Always fearful?
Each time I'm opening the door, I'm like, who knows what's happening in here?
I have wanted to do that. I think it'd be fun. I've never done that.
Now, granted, I'm usually the sun's up or whatever, but there has been an evening like where I'm like, I'll go, like say I'm going to a show or I'm coming over here or something. I'll swing by and do something. And but I've never caught. I've heard of more than one. I can think of two instances where I've been told that people have seen.
Yeah,
that happening.
There are a lot of nooks and crannies at the station. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. I've got a big window in my office.
So you know, that's the only thing I'm sad about is that when I started in radio, there were places you could be bad at. There were, you know, tiny stations where you learned and grew and
right.
You know, you got used to talking into a microphone. And I went to a quickie broadcast school, but still, I mean, there's nothing like actually being on the air. And now, and, you know, I certainly benefit from it. I mean, there's a lot of syndication and a lot of one jock is doing six stations and yada, yada, yada. So that's kind of a shame that's gone away. But at the same time, the podcast has kind of brought it back. And anybody can have their own network.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Yeah, you know.
And colleges are probably preparing kids way more than they did 30, 40 years ago, too.
I would have lost my mind. Well, I tried to get into
– even high schools.
It turned out that Ohio State didn't have a decent – I mean, they had a – it was okay, but, I mean, you had to wait. I think it was your late junior. I mean, exceptional people. Actually, University of Dayton, when I was a kid, when getting into radio was the shit as far as getting into radio. I mean,
really,
this is true. University of Dayton at one point had Mike McConnell, who I don't know if he still works in Cincinnati or not. He might have moved to Chicago. I'm not sure. But he used to be on WLW in Cincinnati forever. Their radio station when I was in Pickwood was called WVUD FM. I think it was 100. I think my Dan Patrick and his brother Bill Pugh. Well, Dan's real name's Pugh, so it was Dan Patrick Pugh, Bill Pugh. They were at that station. Mike McConnell was at that station. Michael Luzak was on that state. I mean, they were monsters, and they were all in college, and they were just killing it in commercial radio. But you couldn't be on the radio station until you were a senior, and I could have gone to college or been on the air in radio when I was 18, and I just said, well, and I've always regretted it, and I've always hidden the fact that
I think you did all right.
I always hid the fact that I never went to college, and I always look at a word a day.
Yeah.
Expanse. I always try to learn a word a day because I didn't go to college.
Okay. You feel like you missed out not going to college?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I missed out on Crushing Puss and Huff a Dank.
See,
I think,
no, I feel the same way because I went to a commuter school.
Okay.
So there was never like on campus stuff. I had to go to the big schools around me. So I get what you're saying. I never had that college experience, but I got to live in downtown Indianapolis.
Sure.
So me and four people would go out and hang out.
A very wise person once told me that every human being has to go through all the processes, many process of becoming an adult, and that includes fucking up, being promiscuous, being a drunk, skating out on a lease at an apartment. I mean, everybody has to do all this stuff, and it doesn't matter when you do it, but if you don't do it when you're supposed to do it, you got to go back and do it again. So
I think right now I'm doing the going out, I actually have money, in quotes.
Enough.
I have enough money. In college, I had no money.
Sure,
and now
sure.
I have some money
right.
to go out and do the bar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm responsible. And Uber exists, so I can just...
Sure.
Because I was always like, I don't want to have to drive. Like, I can't. So, but now that Uber exists, it's like, yeah, it's so easy. And I'm having fun. I'm comfortable enough with myself. Because I have social anxiety, not diagnosed, self-diagnosed, and it's just like I was never comfortable in my own skin going out and being around people, but now it's like I don't care. I know I'm cool. I'm fucking cool.
Well, now hold on a second.
Whoa! Question:
how do you know you're cool?
Just am. And that's what a cool person would
say. Your frontal cortex does not fully develop till you're about 25. And until then, you don't really know what the hell's going on, who you are, or what you're going to be. And some people develop sooner.
But, I've heard the brain isn't fully developed till you're 26, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's right in there. I'm 26. So you're comfortable with where you're at. So you're like, you know what, yeah. I can go do this. And so maybe, partly you're looking at I can't do this much past 30.
But I think
we'll have some fun.
Yeah. Now.
But brains are like everything else. Some develop quicker than others. And I get the feeling that yours was done quick.
I was an adult at 19. Like, I was like, we need to be responsible about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I had fun, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, I had to get it all figured out, and I had to be – I could not be working in the comedy club kitchen still making minimum wage. Like, I had to have a career.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's getting there.
Yeah.
So
you're up to head cook now, right?
I'm up to head cook.
Okay, good.
I started at head cook, baby. Some girl got fired, and they go, Jeff, we need you to cook. And I go, I'm not a cook.
Now, I remember when I was in college, and I ended my sophomore year halfway through, and my grades were and my parents said, why don't you come back home and go to school here? And I'm like, no, I like Purdue. Purdue's cool. And they're like, well, you're on your own. So I said, okay. And that was the moment. I didn't know it at the time that was the moment, but that was the time I was like, all right, so I filed for financial aid. I got some grants, took a little loans out, and I took care of them.
Yeah. Became an adult that day.
I came an adult. I didn't have to worry about parents. And every decision I made was my decision, and mm-hmm. I had to own it. And I started making much better decisions. Much better decisions.
I'd be interested to see what the percentage is of successful people that broke away from their parents' support.
Right.
At a young age. Because I think that Chick did. Yeah. I did.
I kind of.
He was way younger than me, I'm guessing.
Yeah. 12, 13. I think it was 13, probably. I don't know.
I remember. I can't remember his name, but if he walked in here, I would know who he was.
Steve Jobs.
Not Steve Jobs.
Okay.
This kid, and I think he was 16, 17. He was my age. I remember being sophomore, junior, somewhere like that. And he said he lived on his own. He had his own little place, and he had a job, and it blew my mind that someone that age could even do that at the time. I was just that naive. But a little I know, Chick was on his own when he was kindergarten.
Well, that kind of – yeah, but that doesn't make – well, I was going to go off on a tangent about trying to be a parent and throwing into your children's face, well, at your age I was – you know, fill in the blank, and that's never good. So don't do that.
Yeah.
I might have done that, and I immediately regretted it. But you know what I did, Jeff? I bought a car. But you know what wasn't around when I was trying to buy a car? That's right, TrueCar.com. Yeah, I know. If I could have looked and seen a website where 3 million cars had been sold and 13,000 drivers were happy and over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles were available, an average savings of $3,000 off the MSRP, I would have jumped on TrueCar.com. But sadly, it wasn't available in the early 70s. But it is now, and you can do it. You can easily find the car you want at TrueCar.com. They'll show you what other people in your area paid for the same exact car you're looking for. Then you know what a fair price is, and you can feel confident in buying your next car. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide. They'll work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer contact, and users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with TrueCar Certified Dealers. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off the MSRP. And once you register, you'll see a real price on actual inventory, and you won't be standing in your driveway going, oh, I paid X for this car, and your loudmouth neighbor comes over, I saved it. No, that's not going to happen. With TrueCar.com, they show their customer all of the available incentives before they arrive at the dealership. When you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar.com to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Whatever the state that is, I would move immediately. Well, I'm maybe getting a little bit too drunk to be on the podcast. Had two shots of tequila and not a lot of food today.
Rule of podcasting, you're never too drunk to be on the podcast.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yep. I wrote it in my book. I'm writing a book. I'm writing a book, everybody.
Are you writing a book?
Yep, writing a book.
To put a bow on this from where we started on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
Chick, is there anything the Redskins team, management, owners, whatever, could do to where you would not even watch a game on Sunday?
Oh, my Lord.
And obviously, it would have to be pretty drastic. But are you even close right now? Because seems like things are kind of really wonky, wonkier than ever.
My knee jerk is to – I can't imagine – I mean, the scenarios I've dreamed up and they haven't done – I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
I that's what I assume the answer
was. Here's where I get frustrated is that people are on Twitter, and I know they mean well. What do you think of the big deal? I'm like, well, it really – You know this, Jeff. You know, the Patriots, yada, yada, yada. I can't do anything about it. I'm just a fan.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like that great Brian Regan bit. He goes, I was wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers t-shirt. What do you think of that trade? Well, they don't. They just sold me the t-shirt. They really don't, consult me on the. I'm just a fan. And I like all the players. And I'm going to miss Pierre Garçon. And I'm not going to miss Logan Paulson, though, I can tell you that. But
as long as Kerrigan's there.
They're so – yeah. Well, he's getting a little long in the tooth, though, you know.
He's right in the middle of his career, depending on how long he wants to stay.
The showstopper. But we'll see. I'd like to see him make the playoffs again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been 26 Super Bowls since they've been, so it might be nice.
Quite a few. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll get there.
Yeah. All right. If they bring Joe Gibbs back as general manager, that would be a step in the right direction. But I think he's kind of busy, probably.
And speaking long in the tooth.
Here's my favorite Redskins story ever, and this is kind of I've concocted this in my brain, and I'll leave you with this. When Joe Gibbs was coach of the Washington Redskins, and look it up, the Redskins went to 4 Super Bowls. They were almost the team of the '80s. Instead of the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
It was very close. They went to 4 Super Bowls in 9 years. They won 3, which is Patriots numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. And this was in the '80s. And, of course, you know, Jeff was just a gleam in Papa Vibbs' eye.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, when Joe Gibbs was a head coach, Jack Kent Cook, the owner of the Redskins at the time, hired Joe. He was an offensive coordinator with the San Diego Chargers. And nobody knew who he was. The first year he went like 0-8, and then they won the last 8 games. They finished 8-8, and then the next year they won the Super Bowl. But Coach Gibbs always called Jack Kent Cook Mr. Cook.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and on YouTube when they ask him about anything about the ownership, he always says Mr. Cook. His second time through, when he came back and Snyder had fucked up things so completely, and I kicked myself because the only thing Snyder could have done was to hire Joe Gibbs to come back, or the fan base was going to storm the stadium and mm-hmm. hang Dan Snyder. Coach Gibbs always calls Dan Snyder Danny. And that's all you need to know.
Very telling.
About where the Washington Redskins are. And I'm pretty sure Alanis Moore says, well, she's probably a Canadian Football League fan, I would guess. Don't you think?
Surely she lives in like Malibu or something, right?
She probably lives out in the West Coast.
You think she lives in the Boo?
Oh, yeah.
She just had a baby, right?
Laguna Beach.
Second baby? She's married to
someone. She might live
She's like
Beach.
My age, isn't she?
Is she?
She should be having babies.
Free agencies in full effect. Colts just signed Jabal Sheard from the Patriots.
What?
Good pickup.
Well, Patriots got Dwayne Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Good blocking tight end.
Okay, thanks for listening to the Chick McGee podcast on Podcast One. As you can tell, my speech is slurring, so we should wrap this up.
Alanis, age 42.
Ooh. No shit.
Mm-hmm. Two nice. Children.
With nice today's science, you could have a baby at 42.
Who's her husband? Do we know? Dun, 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 it was supposed to be Ryan Reynolds, but he got out of that.
Mario Treadway.
Ah, plumber.
I don't like the sound of that.
Better known by his stage name, Soul Eye. He's an American rapper and hip-hop artist.
Okay,
based in L.A.
Hang on. Stop the music. Play Soul Eye. DJ Soul Eye.
Is that who you think it is? DJ Soul Eye?
I don't know. What is it? Soul Eye rapper?
One word, Soul Eye.
They've got to have it on Spotify. Spotify. Hot.
No.
YouTube it.
Artist. Oh, oh. Soul, man, there's a few of them. Snow Angel featuring Atlanta Morissette.
What? Hang on a second. What shit are we playing?
We're playing Alanis Morissette's husband. Turn it up in my headphones.
Are you gonna? You're not gonna.
This is gonna be my karaoke song tonight.
Oh God! You are gonna go out and party, aren't you?
Oh, I'm partying hard tonight.
You're tired and drunk. That's perfect. Jeff's dancing.
I don't know what he's doing.
It looks like some sort of spasm.
Yeah. Okay, get to it. Not you, them.
Who is this?
Soul Eye.
Huh.
Is he dressed up as a dragon?
He's got dark eyes.
That's Jeff Fibber at jefffibber.com. That's Jason Hofsetz. I remain Chick McGee. Thank you for downloading the podcast on Podcast One. We'll have another one out sooner than we... there was a gap on the between the last ones. Sorry. We're working on it. It's been a bad week. Did we cover that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody!
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.